I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned. Who are you? I am a God. Small G-O-D. Small G, capital O and capital D. It's a funny way of writing. Where am I? This teaching, you need to open your ears because religious people say Chineke. Izuchuku. Where am I? I'm a God. And many people say, God said we should not blaspheme. This man said, who is a Chineke? Me, I'm not going to talk. I've taught this message 1998, and a man who came from a religious background said, even when he saw it in the Bible, he said, excuse me, pastor, don't you think that teaching should be... I said, are you going to remove it from the Bible? Am I the one that wrote the Bible? That religion has a way of blindfolding people. Religion can be very destructive. If you meet a religious person, they are very... the most difficult people are religious people. Satan didn't give any trouble to Jesus. The people that gave trouble to Jesus were the Pharisees, very religious. They were the only problem they had. They are full of tradition. Why are you healing on the Sabbath day? We don't, that is not supposed to be done like that. All the arguments in the Bible were religious. Are we religious people? They go to church, but very meticulous. In case you came with religiosity, I want to give you Christianity. He came to give us life. Jesus did not come to give us religion. He said, I am come that you may have life, not religion. So drop your theology and philosophy and let's go to the word of God. Who am I? John chapter 3. And verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, 3 to 6, verily, verily, I say unto you, unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. It is a spiritual spirit. We are not born spiritual, we are born spirit. If you are born again, you are born a spirit. Now, in the natural, a dog will give birth to a dog. A goat will give birth to a goat. A lion will give birth to a lion. If this is true, what will God give birth to? A god? Okay. When you gave your life to Jesus, you transcended from the earthly realm into the heavenly realm. He said he had delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Colossians 1:13. He said we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Ephesians 2:6. In Psalm 82, that's where the key verse came from. Open to my teaching. It's there, I took it. Psalm 82. I'm going to read the Amplified versions. I'll read the King James, but I'll use the Amplified to teach. Psalm 82. Psalm 82. Now I'm going to teach something that will baffle you. Psalm 82, verse 5. Psalm 82, verse 5, verse 6, verse 7. But I'll read the Amplified. We'll read the King James, and I'll take time to read the Amplified. Put King James first and bring Amplified. Now, the King James said, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundation of the earth has gone out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Verse 7. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Say, God forbid. That is, in case you don't believe it, you will suffer what others suffer. Jesus repeated the same words in John chapter 10, 34, 35. Now, he said, is it not written in your law that he said, I said, you are gods? That. Now, put the Amplified. I want to amplify so you understand. Listen. Listen carefully. Amplified is where we are teaching from. Put the Amplified of John, sorry, Psalm 82. It said, yet, Psalm 82, Amplified, verse 5. Let me read it. To know it's your Amplified, Amplified version. Now, look at it very carefully. The magistrate and judges know not. Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness of complacent satisfaction. You know who is a magistrate? Who is a judge? What he says finally in the call, what he says in the call is final. True? Am I talking? God is saying, as far as this act is concerned, what you say is final. You determine what happens, not God, not the devil. Hi, Tuyata. God said, I've kept you here as a judge. I've kept you here as a magistrate. So you decide what happens here. I decide what happens there. But you decide what happens here. He said, but my children don't know. Just like I'm the judge in heaven, you are the magistrate and judge on earth. Verse 6. Amplified. I said, you are gods, since you judge on my behalf. I don't understand what God is saying. As my representatives, indeed, all of you are children of the Most High. Oh, pray, Ali, Talo, Gobri, Katedia. Say, I'm a judge here. Say, like a child of God. God said, you are representing me. The way I judge Satan, you are here representing me to judge, and when you judge, it is settled. He said, but the children of God don't know. God will not judge Satan. You are the one to judge Satan. And the Satan, hear this. Stop! I sentence you to 5 years imprisonment with hard labor. That which you are sentenced now to death without fine. And the witch will die. Now here, there's something you don't know. Oh God, kill him. It's an insult. Witch, be dead. And God kills him. You won't tell God to do it. A judge sentenced the military, the
The military men, the police comes and uncuff the man. So when you sentence, the angels come down and slay him. Listen, you don't tell a witch, oh God, kill a witch. God will be looking at you as a stupid. Say to the witch, be dead. And the angels, he has issued an order. Go down, uncuff that man and sentence him. The man representing me has given an order. We don't beg for things to happen, we command things to happen. Sir, here. He said the magistrates and judges, they don't know. They are too complicated with theology, philosophy, and stories. As a God, you are a judge. You are to rule in life and not to be ruled by life. You are to what? As a God, you don't leave your life to chance. You determine the outcome of events. You don't live your life to fate. F-A-T-E. What gonna be, gonna be. No. Well, gonna be, gonna be. That's not what. No, that's not to our side. It's not what gonna be, gonna be. It's what you want to be that will be. It's not what gonna be, gonna be. It's what you want to be that will be. I don't understand who they are. Who are you? I think I better say you're a judge. I think that way is better for you, some of you. I'm a God and I'm a judge. Woo! You are the judge of this earth. Sir, here. Who are you? And a judge. Woo! You know what the Bible says in Psalm 115? Verse 6, 16. He said, the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. Psalm 115:16. He said, the heavens are his own, but the earth has he given to you. Hello. So he's saying, as a God, rule this world in God's stead. Now, there's this religious belief and statement many believers make. Oh, God is in control. It's not correct. It's not what? God is not in control. You are in control. God, I know God is in control. It's a religious statement. God is not in control. No, of the earth. He said, put this. So, you know, religion has a way. I want to remove all those religious jargons. Put Psalm 115. Look at it. The heavens, even the heavens, are what? Read your Bible now. Religion can blind person. But the earth is for who? For who now? You? Then how did you say God is in control here? I don't want religion to finish you. God is in control where? God is not in control here. God said, no, I've given you freedom. Judge here. I'll put a stamp on it. So God is not in control here. We can decide who will be governor. It will be so. You decide who will be president. It will be so. God is not in control. We are in control. If sinners are ruling, it's because the church kept quiet. Oh, God, we want it. No! If we enforce anything, that's why when we say no president, you will not be president. If we say this president will be president, no. If you know the power you carry, you will be, you determine what. It is not God who is in control of affairs here. We are in control. God said, look at my people. Who is in control? Beat yourself. I know God is in control. No. Those are religious statements. God is not in control. God is in control of where? Who is in control here? Say, I'm in charge. Say it like somebody. Say it and mean it. Say it like a child of God. Who is in control? Who is in control? Now, this is the truth. Either you are in control or the devil is in control. On this earth, two people. Either you take control or the devil takes control. God will not come here. If you don't take control, nature abhors vacuum. Satan will take control. So, take your position and take what? God can't be in control of this earth. No way. That's how Satan moves about to and fro. Anywhere he sees people are not in control, he takes over. That's his own duty. He will be moving. Anywhere you're in control, he lives there. But if you're not in control, out of ignorance, he takes over there. He moves to looking for any bus stop. They permit him to park illegally. If he comes there and nobody says, don't park. If he says, don't park, he goes. If he says, park, out of ignorance, he parks. So you must be in control. Our problem is we are thinking God should be in control. God says, look at my people. I've given this place for them to control. They're saying I should be in control. I can't come down to control here. I left it in their hands. So either you be in control or the devil be in. But say, I'm in charge. Satan can't be in control. Say it like a child of God. He cannot be in control.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Ibiomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And lots more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Beat your chest. I'm in control. You know what Jesus said? In Luke 19:13, he said, and he called his 10 servants and delivered unto them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till what? You know that word, occupy till I come? Trade. Take charge here till I come back. That's the meaning of that scripture. Hey, use this place. Do everything with my gift until I come. Occupy till when? I come. So I hear. Have you not heard? Give no place to the. In the New American Standard Version Bible, it says, do not give the devil an opportunity. That's the meaning of that. Ephesians 4:27. Do not give what? The devil an opportunity. Take control. From this scripture, it is very clear that the opportunity you give to the devil is what he takes advantage of. It says, do not give him an. It is either you're in charge, like Jesus said, or the devil will now put himself in charge as an illegal man. Is that clear? It shall be the head and not tail. God wants us to be in charge. But have this consciousness and see yourself above. Face challenges as somebody in charge. Hello. Who are you? Who are you? Representing who? As a judge, when a judge sits in the court, he don't make noise. He don't even answer phone. He has power to say, lock him up for 1 week. That is who you are on earth. That courtroom, the judge there determines what happens. Every lawyer argues their case and then he gives the final sentence. So God is saying, on this earth, you determine what happens. Can an armed robber determine what happens in a judge's court? So, somebody stole something from you, cannot determine what happens. You determine what happens. I come again. Just take the physical. God is telling you that. You see, this man took my job. Now, if a man goes to a court as a thief, as a robber, does he determine what happens or the judge? So somebody stole something from you, He shouldn't determine the outcome. You determine the outcome. He said, oh God, come down. God said, I won't come down. Sentence him, I seal it. I've given you every authority back in my office. Represent me. When Satan came, I sentenced him out. Sentenced that man out. They said, give that man a award. Pay him compensation, $50 million. So he said, based on everything Satan you stole in my life, now I decree restoration sevenfold. As a judge. So you begin to prosper seven times faster than before. But you see the way witches are warning me, God said, judge the witches. I'll condemn them to death and I'll kill them. How can a judge be crying? All these armed robbers warning us. Look at them, 50 of them. He said, all these 50 robbers, sentence, 10 years, 20, 50 to death. They carry them. So when they stand like, they say, every witch after me, it's 3 years, 5 years. The next witch who wants to fly to trouble me, no more life. Dead. I decree everywhere I go, once I apply for a job, I get it. As a judge, I now pass the decree. Finish. Carry that consciousness even when you pray. When you what? Your prayer will be different. You are talking with a position of authority. You are not begging. We pray like beggars. Father, help me now. Help me. Oh God, help me. This man is so wicked. Help me because they look at you. The wicked man. Sentence him. I sentence you, wicked man. It is written. When a judge went to sentence, he cites law. He goes to the court. He cites. He said, based on this argument, Lord, one. He said, based on Isaiah 54 verse 17. Your own, that is your own. You are citing your own article, whatever, whatever. Based on article of Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17, it is written. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue in petition with mouth I condemn. Therefore, as a judge, I decree. Everyone that wrote against me, I sentence you. Now, everyone that raises up with weapons against me, you are sentenced as a judge. Hello. You are going for a contract. It is written. Promotion coming out from the east, not from the west, not from the south, but it coming from you. So as a judge, promotion comes from God. Now I decree, make for my children first. Therefore, that man, two, three, four companies competing with me, I decree, they put their hands off. I must be favored. As a judge, I pass this sentence. God says, stamp, approved. Your prayers carry authority. It's not just praying. Pray in the position of a God representing the Most High God as a judge. He said, they don't know that they are judges. Hello. Amplified John 10, 34, 35. Jesus answered, is it not written in your law? I said, you are gods. Go ahead, 35. So men are called what? Gods by the law. By what? Men to whom God's message came and the scripture cannot be set aside or canceled or broken. Or annulled. By law. By what? I said, you are a God and judge on my behalf. By law. And the lawyers will understand this pretty more. Hey, I'm not understanding the scripture. Next time you are praying, don't pray like a beggar. Next time you are speaking, don't speak like a beggar. Don't talk to God to do something. Establish what you want to be done. And I say, he confirmed the words of his servants. He confirms. Don't speak to him. Decree it. He said, decree a thing and it shall be established. He didn't say pray a thing. Decree is different from prayer. You pass it as a law. Now, from today, I will never apply for any job and any man sit on this paper of my company. This company from
this day, anywhere you are sent forth, be approved before anyone. You are passing a law as a judge. So anywhere it goes, the authority of heaven backs your statement. Hello. You now come, oh God, oh God, oh God, help me. Help me, oh, wicked, wicked man in that company, help me, oh. God say, look at this man. Tell the wicked man to bow. I say, John, no matter how wicked the armed robber, when he goes to court, his wickedness stops. When he appears in court, he wears uniform. Then you look at the judge as if they poured him water. He said, judge, have mercy, have mercy. So the most wicked occultic man, when you are passing sentence, you say, don't kill me, just sentence me for 7 years. Anything you say now will happen. Just pity me, leave me to live small, seven years. Now do I say, look at this man is a wizard, worrying all of us, our family people everywhere, worrying about God. Say, stupid. How can a judge be say crying like this? So anyway, what a witch, the man is a wizard, wicked man. God says, stupid. I wish you know who you are. Judge that wicked man. Sentence him to death. And I'll put a stamp if he will leave tomorrow. Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as He is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Botswana. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.